We have a very special guest at Merlefest today. He grew up in the Piedmont area of North Carolina, down in Cleveland County. When he joined Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys in 1946, he wrote the book on bluegrass banjo playing. He teamed up with Lester Flatt to make arguably the best bluegrass band of all time. In the 70s, found him with his sons in the Earl Scruggs Review. We're very happy to have him with us today. If you would, a big Merlefest welcome for Earl Scruggs' family and friends.
She lives down in Tennessee. Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rockabye, my Sarah Jane. Oh, rockabye, my Sarah Jane. Rockabye, my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rockabye, my Sarah Jane. Just my wife, oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rockabye, my Sarah Jane. Oh, rockabye, my Sarah Jane. Rockabye, my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rockabye, my Sarah Jane. Thank you. never dreamed that they could do but sit around and sing Rock-a-bye, my Sarah Jane. Oh, rock-a-bye, my Sarah Jane. Rock-a-bye, my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rock-a-bye, my Sarah Jane. Oh, rock-a-bye, my Sarah Jane. Rock-a-bye, my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rock-a-bye, my Sarah Jane.
Introduce the rest of the guys in the band. Over on guitar, Brad Davis, right there. Back on drums, Terry Stinson. On the fiddle, Mr. Glenn Duncan. On dobro, Jerry Douglas. On mandolin or mandolin, depending on what part of the country you're from, Marty Stewart. And it's always a pleasure to work with my father, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Earl Scruggs. We're going to do a fiddle banjo for you. Sally Gooden. Thank you.
Well, down the road just about two, there's a little girl named Prue. About so high and her hair is brown, prettiest thing boys in this town. Well, every day at Sunday too, gonna see my Prue. Before you hear that rooster crow, you see me headed down the road. Well, old man Flathead on the farm, from the hog lot to the barn, from the barn to the rail, he made his living by carrying the mail. Well, every time I get the blues, walk the soles right off the shoes. I don't know why I love so that gal of mine lives down the road.
Thanks a lot. Can we get Barty? Dad on the banjo, play your son. It's on a Marty Stewart album called The Pilgrim. It's called John Henry. Girl to come around now and play a song made world famous, I think, concerning the Foggy Mountain Banjo record. And it's one that he started out playing. I think he said he discovered his three-finger rule on this one right here, well, over around Shelby?
Matthew.
All right. It's called Reuben, and it goes like... Thank you.
salty dog. Oh, let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. 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 Well, I pulled a trigger and the gun went ghost. Shot over in Mexico. Let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Well, I pulled the trigger and the gun went gold. Shot over in Mexico. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, I won't be your man at all. And let me be your salty dog.
Sometimes at night, when the cold wind
long life be. She visits my grave when the night winds bleed. Nobody knows, nobody sees, and nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Thank you. Everybody knows Earl's a great banjo player. That's understood, but one of my favorite things he does is play the guitar. When we get to heaven and find out God's a guitar player, I think we're going to find out he plays like Maybell and Earl Scruggs. And we got this song together last night, so it's missing the second verse, but that don't matter because the other two covered. If you got your Flatt & Scruggs songbooks, turn to page 24. And here's one called Who'll Sing For Me, a gospel song.
Oft I sing
for my friend,
when death's cold and I see,
but when
I am gone,
who will sing one song for me?
Foggy Mountain Quartet around two microphones.
Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul in the still. Memories.
song, you're gonna cry, cry, cry.
You gotta go.
Here's one Dad wrote in 1948. It later became the theme song for a movie called Bonnie and Clyde. And it's called The Foggy Mountain Breakdown. much. Thank you. Beautiful day.
Let's hear it for Earl Scruggs, family and friends.
Everybody sing this song, please. Shooting ice with food, up through the ground came a bubbling crew. Oh, that is Texas tea!
Yeah! Well, the first thing you know, Jensen, yeah, you know, said California is a place you ought to be, so they loaded up the trucks and it won't ever leave.
Oh, goodbye to Jed and all his kids. We would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality.
Beverly Hillbillies, nice folks. Y'all come back now, yeah? Thank y'all very much. Well struck. A very special surprise for you now. In 1967, Doc Watson came to Nashville and recorded an album with Dad and Lester. And it was called Strictly Instrumental. It was an album of instrumentals. So I thought it was a great title as well as a great album.
A little more of the motor. Thank you. Yeah. I think it must have been Randy talking. Was that Randy or Gary? Gary? I'll tell you something, buddy. You fellas are driving in high gear out here in overdrive. And my pickings are going to go back down to where we recorded the album. I'm not going to pick that fast. Too loud? Please don't do that again. If you do, I'll leave.
He means it.
Earl, let me start this now. If I started the nothing to it on the record, or did you start that?
I believe you started it, Doc. I'm going to will it to you anyway.
Okay. I better keep it within my speed range there.
Yeah.
I drive in third gear most of the time.
That's a big gear.
Boy, we played it good on the record, but just about that tempo.
Yeah.
I'll never forget those sessions. I really enjoyed that. Earl came out of there singing Reuben's Train.
Thank you so much. I always enjoy picking with Earl.